It's Win 98.5 Homegrown. Kim Brixton here with Scott Clevenger. You're really homegrown. I mean, we're right in the heart of downtown Battle Creek. You grew up in Battle Creek. You went to high school right around the corner. It's nice to see you.
Oh, it's always great to be here, Kim. I said it's great that you guys do this here for us local artists, you know, to be on this show and to show our music and show what talent we have in Battle Creek.
But you don't even need the radio to spread the Scott Clevenger word. I was just looking on Facebook and I'm thinking, oh, I got 1,500 friends or fans or whatever. And here you are with 4,000. You put on Facebook that you're going to be on Win 98.5. You get like 120 likes, but no, you're well deserving.
You know, coming from this town and playing out and, you know, just hanging out and getting to know people. It's really cool to just, you know, when I see people, you know, I know them. You know, it's really like a, you know, even when we're playing shows, it's more like just being in the backyard around a campfire,
right?
You know, jamming, you know, like we used to and all that kind of stuff.
So you actually know all 4,078 of your friends.
Yeah, I'd say, yeah. Like I said, me and my buddies, you know, they gave me a little flack for having so many friends, and we went through them, and yeah, I know about 85% of them.
Well, you know, that doesn't surprise me. You're well-loved, and it's such a pleasure to have you in the studio. I've been following your career, and we'll talk about what you've been up to. You were in Nashville just recently, and you're back. But let's get started with, something you want to do, and tell us a little bit about the first song that you'll play.
Okay, this is All Night Long. I remember I wrote this song all in my head. I didn't write anything down. I remember just staring at my dirty floor in my room.
Uh-oh.
And I write this, you know, right off of 20th Street. So, like I said, it's really, you know, cool to, you know, like I said, I know all about 20th and Capitol and Columbia and all that.
And so when we say homegrown, right here in the Serial City, it is truly homegrown. From Scott Clevenger, this is Win 98.5.
Pretty little lady that caught my eye. You had to walk over and tell her hi. I made my move, I asked her to dance. She gave me that look, let's give it a chance. She was something else I never seen, nothing short of my dream. I took her hand, led her to the dance floor. I think I found what I was looking for. And we danced all night long. Her body swaying with me and so close to mine. And we found love in every song. We both found something we thought we'd never find. Party was over and we had to go. She asked me any place you know where we can go just to talk for a while, cause this whole night just made me smile. I looked down deep in her eyes, it felt so good, it felt so right. I asked her, how does my place sound? She gave me that wink, so what do you think? And we danced all night long. Her body swaying with me, so close to mine. We found love in every song. We both found something we thought we'd never find. Body swaying with me, so close to mine. We found love in every song. We both found something we thought we'd never find.
Don Scott.
Thank you.
It's All Night Long.
All Night Long.
So how long ago did you write that?
Oh, well, I'm 23 now. I'd say when I was 19.
What did you listen to growing up?
My dad was a big Ted Nugent fan. You know, whenever I tried to play guitar, I knew I could never be Ted Nugent. So I never really had the desire to play lead guitar and, you know, make it scream and cry and all that.
Uh-huh.
But when I was 8 years old, I heard an Elvis record, Peace in the Valley. And after that, I said, well, maybe I can be a singer. You know, Johnny Cash, all them old guys. I mean, those guys didn't have the technology that we have nowadays. So, I mean, that was true talent.
Absolutely. But you listen to a little bit of everything, too.
Oh, yeah. I mean, Michael Bublé, of course. My favorite girl singer is Pink.
She's fierce.
She is fierce. Like I said, she's original. That's what I can respect most and what I like about her.
Now, let's say you make it big. You have enough to get to your own jet and a helicopter and like a fleet of limousines. What's your persona like?
I think I'm going to get a three-piece suit, head out to Vegas, get me a big band, and just be a crooner.
Michael Bublé-ish?
Yeah.
So tell us a little bit about what you've been doing. You just got back from Nashville?
Yeah, we just got back from Nashville. We played a show with Smokehouse Road. They're signed. You know, check them out when you get the chance. Their bass player, Jay Guthrie, right? He's from Battle Creek right here in town. We played Lollapalooza.
And then you did the Country Palooza.
Yeah.
So you have a new band that you're playing with right now?
Yeah, Mr. David Belt. We got him on bass. He's the original Tripwire. I collaborated with him and got with him. We got Jeff Campbell. From Top Shelf Whiskey as our drummer, and Mr. Charlie Mensch. You know, everybody knows Charlie. Chili Pepper songwriter. He's been playing out for years. So, you know, great group of guys.
So with this next song that you'll perform, do you perform it with Tripwire?
Yes. This is Strip You Down.
Tell our listening audience a little bit about Strip You Down.
We went with Mark Allen Barnett. We went and wrote a song with him, John Mason.
He'll be at the Homegrown Show at the Kalamazoo County Fair this Thursday.
Yeah, John's a good guy. And Robbie James kind of introduced me to those guys. Well, we're sitting there, and John heard the song Come a Little Closer by Dierks Bentley, and there's that line, Strip You Down, in it. And he goes, yeah, well, hey, I like to use that line. And, you know, it's about when you meet somebody, and it's, you know, the first date, don't lie on the first date. You know, just strip each other down of bare necessities and really find out if this is the person for you. So, you know, we just sat there and it just kind of flowed. So it was a pretty cool song.
It's interesting to know the origins of songs. And so I'm ready to hear it.
Okay. Yeah, this is Strip You Down. I've been sitting here all night, drowned out by the silence of this moment now. Our nerves are both on edge, don't know what's coming next, but I think we're gonna find out. Just started seeing each other. Both been hurt by another. See where it probably will go. But right now, all I wanna know, I wanna strip you down. What I'm trying to find out. You are inside, what's going through your mind, the whys, the wheres, and hows. Let's take a slow ride now. I just wanna strip you down. Hard I try, my tongue gets tied when I'm close to you. Trying to walk this line of making time fly, trying not to make too strong a move. Looking in your green eyes, thousand questions come to mind. Unlock the
the secret you've hidden away. 'Cause right now, all I can say, I wanna strip you down. What I'm trying to find out, who you are inside, what's going through your mind, the whys, the wheres, and hows. Let's take it slow right now. I wanna strip you down. What I'm trying to find out, who you are inside, what's going through your mind, the whys, the wheres, and hows. Let's take it slow right now. I just wanna strip you down. Let's take it slow right now. I just wanna strip you down.
Amazing. I love that. You've had some training. You've done this a while.
Yeah, been fooling with it for a while.
Oh, well, that was just refreshing. I'm full now.
There you go.
I don't need dinner. I'm just full.
Who needs dinner, right?
Tell us a little bit about where you're going to be performing or where you'd like to perform. And
we've played all the paloozas and we're all paloozed out, and we're ready to get back into the local scene and that kind of stuff. You know, what makes and breaks an artist is his support. So if you have a local place that you like to go, tell them that they need to get the Scott Clevenger with Trek Fire Band and that you want to hear us. So.
There you go. I like that. Give it a plug. And you were telling me, too, that when you played you're all paloozed out, but let's just revisit the country palooza. When you started off the show with a song that I think Stevie Ray Vaughan made popular.
Oh, yeah, The Houses Are Rockin'.
Why don't we just take out the show with a few bars of This Houses Are Rockin', because it's rockin' here with Scott Clevenger. It's homegrown on Wind 98.5. Take it, Scott.
Well, the houses are rockin', don't bother knockin', yeah, the house. Don't bother knocking, yeah, the house is a rocking. Don't bother, come on in.
Scott Clevenger on Wind 98.5.